Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Lovely talking to you on this beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning. And you're going to tell us a bit about our metabolism today, Mary. And I suppose it's one of those terms that we bandy around, but maybe people aren't clear on exactly what it means or how it works. So what is our metabolism?
So your metabolism is basically a chemical reaction in the body that changes the food into energy. So it's so, so necessary to breathe, you know, to your heart rate, for all the bodily functions. Metabolism is just that energy that's allowing everything to happen. And you could have a very normal metabolism, or you can have a fast metabolism, or you can have a slow metabolism. And if you have a fast metabolism, for example, you might have an overactive thyroid. You might be drinking excess coffee, which you might be increasing your metabolism, which, by the way, isn't a good thing in the long term. So if you have a fast metabolism, you're burning off much quicker than you should. The calories are there for you to replenish more. You might also be getting that, as I said, if you were doing excess running. You know, if you have a huge muscle mass, then you're going to have a faster metabolism. If you have a slow metabolism, you actually might be just very tired. So I would often guess men and women who are overdoing it, really tired, energy levels of 2 out of 10 instead of 10 out of 10, which is normal. And they're telling me, I'm eating really healthily, I'm doing everything I should be doing, but I am putting on weight. And what's happening there is their hormone control centers got tired, and as a result, bodily functions, energy levels have dropped, and therefore their basal metabolic rate has dropped, and as a result they're putting on weight. And that's very common. We see that all the time. People, when they get overtired post-COVID, post-glandular fever, post-major illness, but also around menopause and perimenopause, when the whole metabolism drops. So it's just very important to say that. And then,
are we born with the, you know, people talk about, I can eat what I want, I never put on weight, and then other people say, oh, my metabolism. Are we born with a fast or slow one? Or what affects it?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So we're born with a certain metabolism, and some people are born with a fast metabolism, and some people have a normal metabolism. And certainly we can affect it by our dietary habits. So eating fibre, you know, 30% of eating good fibre can help burn by 30%. Eating good quality food, unprocessed food, that does help the metabolic rate. So, for example, physiologically, Brendan, we were meant to eat morning, midday and evening. And that's the way the body secretes acid, morning, midday and evening. And we should really be eating 7 to 7 and try not to eat after 7 bar the night you go out for a meal. But the body, we need to trigger the metabolism. If, as a lot of people do, they say, oh, I'll skip a meal, all the metabolic rate is going to slow down and you're going to put on weight. And also it's not good for your stomach, because you're going to get acid build up and gastritis and maybe an ulcer.
Because, so you know, a lot of people are skipping breakfast now, pushing out their eating until maybe 11, 12 or even lunchtime as part of some kind of time restriction. You're saying not a good idea, no?
Not a good idea, because we're designed, our acid secretes the minute you wake up, in the stomach, minute in the middle of the day for your lunch, and again in the evening. If you're skipping meals, you might lose weight initially, but your body is very clever. It will just slow down the metabolic rate to protect itself. So actually you're achieving nothing. So we would always say, have a breakfast, have a lunch, and have an evening meal, and then have your two healthy snacks in between. And of course, have plenty of hydration. That gets the bowel going first thing in the morning. We're all busy. Get that pint of water in the morning, because it gets the bowel going. Okay,
before you do anything else, throw a pint of water in, yeah?
Yeah, fibre can increase metabolism by 30%. Get that whole grain porridge in if you can. You know, get all your greens, you know, get the colours of the rainbow and the veg. Very, very important to get fibre, because it does increase metabolism by 30%, and a lot of people forget that, and they were reared in porridge and they hate it. But you could have Weetabix instead, you know, you could have your oats bran instead, or your overnight oats instead. There's loads of ways of getting the fibre in and getting all those lovely green veg in as well that are full of fibre.
Okay, so, and you want to start the fibre early in the day as well, yes?
Yes, as well as the hydration. Remember, your bowel is 5 metres long, wrapped up in itself, that needs to get moving. So get the water in, then get the fibre in. Yeah.
Okay, this is lovely talk for a bank holiday Saturday, isn't it?
all about moderation, Brendan. That's what we're saying. One of the big things I always say to patients is, you know, we're all shopping once a week with the trolley. Try not to be bringing in the processed food. You know, I run diabetic clinics all the time. If we were more sustainable about our own health and we said, you know what, we'll just eat our three good healthy meals, we'll have our healthy fruit, and then bring in the two small treats per week, but stop bringing in the packets of biscuits and the cakes.
Hang on. Back up. Two treats a week? I'm operating on like three a day, being restrained.
No, cut it back, Brendan. Well, you have a fast metabolic rate, so you're getting away with it. But no, cut it back.
Two a week?
Yeah. Yes, well, in the diabetic clinics, Brendan, we have an epidemic of type 2 diabetes at the moment, right? More in the developed world. We really have to be conscious of that. We're seeing children that are overweight as well. And it's a conscious decision to eat healthily. And we as parents have to lead the way. And we do that by not bringing in the food in the house. We don't need all this processed food. We know it's not good for our gut microbiome, which also controls the immune system. It's causing an inflammation. We know in girls with endometriosis, we're constantly saying, keep the processed food down. Sugar, excess sugar is not good for hormonal health. So why bring it in? And we've got to start young. And there's no reason why we can go back to basics and eat our healthy meals, three healthy meals, like I said, getting the roughage, the fibre in, getting the good organic protein in, getting the fruit in, and the processed food then, let's just do two treats a week. And that's enough. My diabetic clinics, what would you want?
Could we substitute in fruit? Can we eat as much fruit as we want with impunity, kind of?
Yeah, sort of 4 pieces of fruit a day max, Brendan. 4 portions of fruit a day. So a portion is a palm of your hand. So no, you can't eat loads because fruit is brilliant and contains fibre and natural sugars. But 4 portions of fruit a day is plenty.
Okay.
So it's all about getting a balance right. But I think more and more, and we've been doing this in our diabetic clinics all the time, and we get the family to get involved, not just the person with diabetes. Just healthy eating at the trolley. So when you're shopping, that's when you don't bring in the rubbish. And you then, of course, look forward to your treat on Wednesday night and your treat on a Sunday. And I think that's the way we have to go, because we're human. When we're tired, of course we're going to carb crave. Of course we're going to go for the sugar. But it's not good for us. It's not putting on weight. It's making us feel bad. But also it's interfering with our gut microbiome, which we know controls the brain axis, the serotonin levels, our happy hormone, and our immune system.
So you buy into this thing that the gut is central. Like, they're basically blaming the gut for everything at this stage. But the gut is central, is it?
Well, the gut is central, but I mean, the gut is like, it's huge. It's, you know, we eat, the gut digests all along from the mouth to the rectum.
Don't tell me anything more about our pipes below and the length of them and stuff.
But just to eat slowly as well, mindfully eating is very important, because we need to allow our enzymes to do the work. So there's enzymes in the mouth, there's enzymes again in the stomach. We've got to let the enzymes do their job. So we're all rushing, we're all busy, but I think we have to start pulling it back and loving ourselves. And that means eating healthily, taking time to chew the food, and you know, there's no point buying amazing food if you're swallowing it down and not allowing the body to digest it properly to get the goodness out of it. So I do think we need to do that.
On exercise, are some people probably exercising too much and some people not enough,
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, 30 minutes of aerobic exercise a day is what we advise, Brendan. But, you know, you do get people, you know, overdoing it. And we see it a lot, particularly in teenagers, where they might be studying for exams. And they also are, you know, maybe excessively exercising. I see my own little lady going in skipping and you know, she's doing exams just and maybe doing an hour where 30 minutes is enough. So over-exercising, particularly if you're tired, is not a good thing. Because remember, if your body is tired, you're not lazy. It's not in your head. It's because it's tired. So it needs to rest. So exercise is good for us. But if you're really, really tired, you're like the injured player, pull back on the exercise, let the energy get up. Of course, you can stroll, but don't overdo it. Let the energy get up and then go back to the exercise. But of course, exercise is good because it increases your metabolic rate, increases muscle mass, increases fat burning. But again, it's about getting a balance and listening to our body. So if you're exhausted today, Brendan, you can stroll, but when you get the energy back up on Monday, go off then and do your really fast walk.
And are you seeing people that you know that over-exercising is part of the issue with them? Like, what effect is it having on people?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot. Like I see a lot of men and women coming into me absolutely exhausted. It could be post-COVID. It could be just burnout from doing too much work. It could be just trying to, a myriad of things. They might have a thyroid problem as well. But they come into me, energy is 2 out of 10, where it should be 10 out of 10. And they're running the roads. And all they're doing is making themselves tireder and tireder. So what they
this
need to do
is... This is music to everyone's ears. Okay, you're telling us to calm down on the exercising.
When you're very tired, pull it back. By all means, stroll, get out there in the lovely sunshine, breathe, whatever. But just take it easy when you're tired. And then when your energy levels are back up again, get back and do your usual.
So
but
Mary,
you've got to listen to your body.
Okay, yeah. The other thing, you mentioned the menopause earlier. Does the metabolism naturally slow down as we age, both men and women? Is there anything we can be doing about that?
Well, the muscle mass is the big thing. So we lose muscle as we age. And what we have to do is do our resistance exercises and build up muscle, because that's what helps our metabolism. So we would say to women regularly, because that those resistance exercises help with, you know, bone health and preventing osteoporosis. But men equally need to do it. So the one thing I would be saying everybody, and we're still very young in our 40s, but that's when you need to, that's actually when you start losing muscle. And that's when you need to be getting out and doing those resistance exercises. And even if you're tired, you could still do a few resistance exercises for 10 minutes. That's not going to take an awful lot of energy to do that. But that's the key, is the muscle is going down, and that's why metabolism is going down. So up in the muscle will help bone health, but also help your metabolic rate health and keep your weight normal, so long as you're also eating healthily. So you see, Brendan, there's a balance in everything. You have to be doing all of the stuff. You can't just be doing one bit.
But listen, so is it inevitable, though? I think a lot of people find as they get older, harder to lose the weight and much easier to pack it on. Is that just the way it is?
Exactly. And I suppose one of the things, and we see it all the time, that, you know, if you're eating really healthy, which so many people are doing, but they aren't allowing for the fact that they might be very tired. So I'm taking a classical case of a woman who's menopausal, who's not sleeping at night, who's maybe taxing with the kids, working a really hard job, energy levels 2 out of 10. She's an amazing diet, okay? She's running the roads. So she's actually just making herself tireder and tireder. So what she's got to do is pull back, delegate, do the rota that we all do with the kids at home, and get the kids who have bundles of energy to do the work that she's doing. Once they're over the age of 7, they're well able. And then to actually pull back and put herself first, listen to her body, and get the energy level back up, get the medical treatment she needs. And with the healthy eating, once the metabolism's come back up, her weight will naturalize and come back to normal. Which is, you have to get those three processes together. So if she keeps running, and she can be eating super healthy, but if the metabolism is falling and falling, she's only going to put on weight.
Okay.
So it's about getting the whole three together.
Sound advice there. Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan, thank you very much.